Hey, it's Lauren. This is an excerpt from the full-length episode. To listen to the entire episode, head to the show notes and follow the link. This episode has been brought to you by me and my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations.
Sounds to me when you're talking that it's a lot about your intentions. So no matter how you label yourself, no matter the role that you play, if you're intending when you're in the kitchen and you're working with these ingredients to nourish your family or to boost your immunity or to create some kind of maybe an intention of bringing something new about or letting something go, it sounds to me that a big part about the kitchen witchery concept is a lot about the intention. And I don't know about you, but I feel like sometimes I forget that. I forget to be more intentional. I forget that when I'm making my coffee this morning, you know, this book, I've been reading it. So it's like fresh in my mind. I'm like, okay. I've got like this little kitchen witch kind of cheat sheet in my kitchen as well. So when I'm in there and I'm stirring the cinnamon into my coffee, you know, with that intention. So how important is intention, do you find, in making magic and especially making magic in the kitchen?
Oh, that's adorable, by the way. I love that little heart here. I love that you have a little cheat sheet for the stirring. Intention is everything as far as we're concerned. I think we do not want anyone to think that you have to buy a certain thing or you have to have a garden where you can grow herbs, or there is nothing that you need, nothing that you need to buy or to own in order to bring magic or receive magic or share magic. It is all about intention and connection. So whether you are, again, whether you're making a giant feast or you're just reheating a meal, your intention is going to make that magical. There is no barrier that you need for your own intention. And it, you know, on busy days, maybe we set no intentions for the food and it's just like, I just don't have the energy today. And that is fine. You know, we're not going to be casting great rituals and spells over our food every day, every early morning that we have to catch the bus. But it is there for us as and when we may want it or when we might specifically need it for a certain situation. So we very much wanted to create a book where the practice is open to everybody. Again, because food is something that connects us all. So we really wanted to make this an open practice and something that you can kind of connect to as much or as little as you want to. Again, we're not really there with kind of rules and guidelines as such, but just possibilities, the possibility of magic, and you can pick up the things you want to pick up and you can leave the things that you want to leave. And that can be magical as well. Again, to seek our own path and to use the things that work for us and to leave the things that don't.
Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.